Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
After the roaring success of Sugarland, one of the best humans in country, Christian Bush has just released his solo album, Southern Gravity. I was lucky enough to spend a little bit of time with him to chat about his musical roots and the writing process. Christian Bush, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, Ben?
I am mighty, mighty fine. And interesting things is, obviously, we're talking to you because you've got your album, Southern Gravity, out now. And it's been quite a long time between drinks. Because I think it was, what, 2002 you had painted all out?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when I get focused on a project, I stay on it. And Sugarland's been a pretty wonderful project so far.
Why now are you deciding to go back to do the solo thing? Is it a creative yearning?
You know, I've never felt like there's something missing, but I have been pretty aware that when I wake up in the morning, I write another song. And it just so happened that Jennifer had decided to start a family and then really wanted to pursue a solo career, see what that felt like. And during that time, I started writing like I normally do. But I started writing almost 10 times as much music as I normally do.
Wow. That's a huge amount of music. But do you know what? Just going back to how easily music seems to flow for you, it certainly sounds like it's an organic, effortless process. I mean, does that have anything to do with one really unique part of your musical past? Because it's really different to most people's stories. The fact that you were trained with the Suzuki method.
Yes. I can attribute some of that to my... I was the experiment in my part of the country when the Suzuki method was first brought to the United States. And if, for people that don't know what the Suzuki method is, it was this Japanese idea.
From a Japanese violinist of all people.
Absolutely. And he proposed the idea that if children learn music at the time that their brains are learning language, would they learn music as another language? So you're as immersed in music between the age of 3 and 5 as you would be listening to your parents speak.
I mean, one of the other parts of the Suzuki method is the whole creating the right environment. And it seems like when you write, it's about still creating the right environment.
I think so. You know, I've traveled quite a bit writing for this album for Southern Gravity. And the places that I write from, whether I was in Stockholm or London or Los Angeles or Nashville or even my hometown here in Atlanta, the place influences you very, very much. And it does feel very much like when I was a kid. When I start playing music, wherever I am, that becomes kind of sacred space, and I feel very confident suddenly, you know, whereas you might sit next to me on an airplane and you think that I'm a really quiet guy, but you put me on a stage with a guitar and I get real loud.
Now, on the album Southern Gravity, you've got some really great tracks there, but they all seem to be quintessentially Christian Bush. I feel like part of your warm personality and the values of who you are come out through your music and are definitely portrayed beautifully in Southern Gravity.
Yeah, thank you. And it feels that way to me too. I feel very comfortable, and it's like a really good pair of your favorite jeans.
Yeah.
And then it's also like, you know, like a brand new pair of shoes to go with it. You know, it's a wonderful feeling to listen back to that album and to go and present it and perform it for people. And in many ways, it's their introduction to me, even if they are Sugarland fans or if they had been fans of mine even before that. There are a lot of people hearing this for the first time, and that's exciting. And I feel like it's a great way to say hello.
You're an absolutely top bloke, because a top bloke could not have written Trailer Hitch.
Sure. Trailer Hitch started really as a Southern expression that we have here in the United States, where these kind of older people who live here, they carry on the storytelling tradition, and they say funny things. And one of the things they say is, you know, Christian, I've never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch, you know, and you just crack up when you hear them. And And one of my friends, he brought that phrase up, that one of my co-writers, and we started to write that song, and I thought, wow, this is not only funny, but it's also really true. And I've always believed that, you know, one of the table legs of country music is that it has to tell the truth.
Yep.
You know, and then I got to really use the production and artistry skills that I've kind of honed in Sugarland to bring that song to life in a recording. I couldn't be more proud.
Christian Bush's fantastic album, Southern Gravity, is available everywhere. You can download it from iTunes or buy it from your local record store that sells good music. Because, of course, if they don't sell anything by Christian Bush, they don't sell good music. It's pretty simple, isn't it? All of the details are available on the website, christianbush.com. Thank you so much, Christian Bush.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it.
I want to buy you a drink. Maybe one for this whole town. May not have that much, but I don't mind spreading it around. Everybody chasing something. I don't know why they're running. I take my time to the finish line, 'cause we all end up with nothing. I don't know why, know why. Everybody wanna die rich. Everybody tries, tries to feed it into that ditch. You can't take it with you when you go. I've never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Started my day giving away all of my baseball cards. It felt so good by the afternoon. I gave some guy my car. It ain't about what you're driving or about the gold you're piling. The less I have to worry about, the more time I got for smiling. I don't know why, know why. Everybody wanna die rich. Champagne, new plane, work your way down that list. We try, everybody tries, tries to feed it into that ditch. You can't take it with you when you go. I've never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Hey, hey. You can stack it up, pack it up, tie it with the big red bow. Get a great big truck, back it all up, but you can't take it with you when you go. You can't take it when you go. I don't know why, know why. Everybody wanna die rich. News to the new planes, work your way down that list. And we try, everybody tries, tries to fit it into that ditch. You can't take it with you when you go. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.